Hello everyone, this is Vicki Woodyard, and I'd like to talk to you about being centered. In our spirit, we are always centered, but the mind is always trying to pull us off to the left or to the right, up or down. The mind is a havoc-creating instrument. Oh, it can do practical things like build a house and grocery shop and cook a meal, but the personal mind is always trying to tug us off center. Generally, we don't remember that until the pain gets too bad. My teacher, Vernon Howard, had a sign over the entry and the exit way, and this is what it said: when the pain gets too bad, come back. Now, of course, you can take that literally or you can take that symbolically. That it's only when my pain gets too bad that I remember, hey, wait a minute, I'm in my head again. I'm thinking, I'm overthinking again. And not only that, since my emotions are coupled so closely with my mind, now I'm feeling bad. And guess what? My neck hurts. My lower back hurts. Or we find ourselves suppressing tears or resentment because none of us truly wants to be the bad guy. Ironically, everybody wants to wear the white hat, to be the hero or the heroine. So we try to suppress the monkey mischief of the mind. But that doesn't work because sooner or later, somebody triggers us. Somebody puts the last straw on our poor backs and we snap and we let them have it. And they, of course, do the same thing to us. Life in the world is just about taking turns letting people have it. And waking up is about returning to center. Waking up is not something you do once and then you brush your hands together and say, well, I've got that one done. I can cross that one off my to-do list. I'm centered now. I'm enlightened. I'm awake. It doesn't work like that. Vernon Howard also said, you have to start where you are. You have to catch yourself feeling or being off-center before you can have an inner wish to work on yourself. To work on yourself means to catch yourself working against yourself. A man's foes are of his own household. The enemy is us, as Pogo said. We've met the enemy and he is us. There is a still point, and we reach it at the exact moment that we know that we have not reached it. Paradox does its finest work right there when you can catch yourself in the act of behaving crazily and say, God help me, but I was acting like a lunatic. That is self-realization. Self-realization is not just this airy-fairy philosophy of knowing you're one with everything. It's also knowing that you're not one with anything. The civil war within rages in all of us, whether hidden or out in the open. I try to bring myself back to center at different points during the day, where I just sit and breathe. Yeah, I just let it go. I just sit and begin to watch my mind. And the minute I begin to watch it, poof, it goes away. The enemy just vanishes because I was the enemy. I am always the enemy. There is no enemy out there. As the Sufis say, we are the outermost out and the innermost in. We are the whole enchilada. And real inner work is to make room for that point in you where everything falls away and there is just this beautiful moment of truth. The truth does not have to be, I am one with God. It can also be, you know, I was acting like I wasn't one with God. They're the same thing. Penitence, repentance. Being born again is not something that fundamental Christians are talking about. Being born again is also esoteric Christianity, where you catch yourself acting mechanically, behaving mechanically, and you're truly sorry. At that moment, you are born again. I also remember Vernon Howard giving a talk. I had gone out to visit his group, and I told a fellow student before we went in, I said, I'm at the end of my rope. And she said, it's a very good thing to be at the end of your rope. And so we went into class, and Vernon gave a beautiful talk and ended with someone in the talk seeing a rainbow. And after it was over, she came up to me and she said, I kept thinking about you during that talk. We don't see the promise of being born again until we reach the end of our rope. And we look over and we see a rainbow, or we feel an energy shift, and we know that that's what it really means to be born again. Doctrine has nothing to do with awakening. Brick and mortar has nothing to do with awakening. And until you know you're asleep, what chance do you have of coming awake, of taking your next breath consciously? Thank you for listening, and do come back.